The government is backing away from a nationwide ban on smoky coal only and will ask the public if it wants to ban all smoky fuels, including turf, peat and wood, according to a report in this morning's Irish Times. Long-standing plans for a national smoky coal ban have run into the threat of legal action by international coal distributors. Fia Kelly of the Irish Times has the story. He's on the line. A very good morning to you, Fia. What are you hearing?
Good morning, Brian. Yes, we understand that the Minister for Climate Action, Richard Bruton, before Christmas, is expected to announce the way forward on this particular issue. There has been some political pressure on the government because of reports from the EPA in particular about the poor quality of air in rural towns such as Enniscorthy. It's been raised in the Dáil on a number of occasions by Micheál Martin and others. Now, since this has been government policy for years, going back to Phil Hogan, Alan Kelly and Dennis Nocton. Dennis Nocton, the former minister with responsibility for climate action, gave a fairly clear indication that he intended to legislate for this from September 2019. Now, what happened on foot of that is a number of big coal companies, some from Northern Ireland and elsewhere outside the state, threatened legal action on the basis that they said since the introduction of the first smoky coal ban in 1990, it had since been proven that other fuels that aren't subject to the ban in areas like Dublin and other urban areas, such as peat, wood, are just as bad for air pollution as coal. So on that basis, the government has had to rethink its approach, and it seems to be the case that they believe that if they pushed ahead with a nationwide blanket ban, that the not only would the rollout of a future nationwide ban be in danger, but the existing bans in Dublin and elsewhere could come under pressure as well. So what it seems to be is that the government are going to start a consultation process, is the way it's being put, asking the public, industry, county councils and others if they want to press ahead with a nationwide ban, not just on smoky coal, but on those other smoky fuels that we just mentioned. In tandem with that, we understand that before Christmas, a further 13 towns in Ireland are to come under the existing smoky coal ban. They are towns with a population of between 10 to 15,000. So it seems to be a bit of a two-step process from the government on this, and they are testing the waters to see if people actually want to go out, go there and go further to have a further nationwide ban.
We know that turf cutting has been a political issue in the past. The sensitivities, the political sensitivities about extending a ban to fuels like turf and peat.
Yes, and this was discussed at a meeting of the Cabinet Subcommittee on the Environment last week, and I understand there were differing views around the table. Simon Harris, the Minister for Health, emphasised the health risk of all smoky fuels. Kevin Boxer-Moran, who's the Independent Alliance Minister from Longford West Meath, was very cautious about such an approach, obviously because of the importance of peat to the Midlands. It's said by people around the table that perhaps the Taoiseach wasn't as warm on such an idea as others, and it may be the case that the government is testing this in the anticipation that it may not proceed. Okay. They seem to be just putting it out there as an idea and remaining slightly neutral on it, rather than taking a firm position themselves.
Okay, not unusual. Fia Kelly of the Irish Times, thank you very much indeed for that.